the death toll has risen to 82 for Super Typhoon Bopha, the most powerful typhoon to hit the Philippines this year. 25 more are missing as mudslides and flooding ravage the south of the nation. Wade Stevens spoke to Josh Fisher, senior meteorologist at WeatherZone, about this latest natural disaster.
Super Typhoon Bopha did cross the southern island of Mindanao early this morning. It is now tracking in a west-northwest direction. It's expected to cross over the island of Palawan before it moves towards the South China Sea. At this point, it's still carrying sustained winds of 157 kilometers per hour, with still gusts reaching up to around 195 kilometers per hour.
How often do the Philippines actually get typhoons during an annual year?
Well, the Philippines do see many typhoons during the year. This is a very active region for this type of activity. So they've already had close to 10 this year. And a typhoon has wind gusts greater than 118 kilometers per hour, but this has actually reached a super typhoon category where these winds have been gusting up to 210 kilometers per hour.
How quickly does the typhoon actually emerge, and where does it surface from?
Tropical cyclones around the Southeast Asia region usually develop out over the western tropical Pacific, and then they move in a westerly direction. This one has impacted the Philippines, but they can move as far north, reaching areas like Hong Kong, and even as far north as Shanghai and parts of Japan as well.
Josh Fisher. Natasha Freeman is Emergencies Coordinator for the Australian Red Cross. She's also been tracking Super Typhoon Bopha.
It gained strength as it tracked through Micronesia and Palau, which are remote island countries in the northwest of the Pacific. The typhoon made landfall early yesterday in the southeast of the Philippines, Mindanao province, as a Category 4 typhoon, and that has gusts of up to 200 kilometres an hour. Early reports are sort of quoting that more than 50 people have been are either dead or missing, and there's been significant damage to homes and infrastructure. Current estimates are that over 50,000 people have been forced to leave their homes, and they're currently sitting in evacuation centres waiting for the storm to pass.
Describe what the situation is actually like on the ground. Is this going to devastate basically all of the houses in that specific area?
Look, it's really hard to tell that at this point in time. It's early days yet. Rescue teams are active, and whilst they're out there, the information will flow through on the effects. The good news is that there was a lot of warning messages in place for the people in that area. They were able to prepare for the typhoon, and it looks like those messages were heeded. At least 8,000 families were evacuated in advance. So hopefully the effect on people has been less than what it could have been. Definitely the effect on homes will be quite significant.
What is the aid distribution from the Red Cross going to consist of, and have you started getting to work already?
Oh, definitely. Philippine Red Cross has been involved in this since they were monitoring the event. They've been working in the evacuation centres. They've currently got over 250 people involved. I think in the last few days they've dispatched some 3,000 food and non-food items. They've got some family tents in place to help support people in the provinces who have been affected. And they've deployed rescue teams, which the rescue teams are at work now as we speak, trying to find out who's out there and who's been affected and who's injured or missing.
Now, I understand typhoons are quite regular within this specific region. So is the Red Cross used to this sort of scenario?
The Red Cross and the Philippine Red Cross in particular is very experienced. They have a lot of storms in the country. Interestingly enough, this part of the Philippines, the southern part, has had less storms of this nature in recent years than the northern parts of the Philippines. But Philippine Red Cross are extremely experienced. They know how to prepare for, they know what to do in the weeks coming up to it, and then they know how to respond, and they're active straight away.
Apart from the rescue efforts today, what's going to happen within the next week? What are we going to see?
We'll be seeing information hopefully coming out in the coming days on what the effects have been in the area. As we say, we believe it is likely to be to people's homes, to the major infrastructure in the region. Hopefully there will be not nearly the death toll that there was this time last year when a similar event happened. And that information will then lead a response effort.